101.3 WIBD AM 1470. And it is 8:15. We're at 59 degrees in West Bend, and we have guests in the studio this morning for a community conversation. And I'm going to have, as we do, have our guests introduce themselves. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Melanie Gonring. I'm the program director at the Volunteer Center.
I am Michelle Spellel, marketing at the Volunteer Center.
And I am Patricia Lutz, the executive director at the History Center, Washington County.
Welcome back, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So where do we want to start this morning?
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about today. I just wanted to mention we have our next Do Good bus ride is on Saturday, September 28th, from 9 to noon, sponsored by Thrivin Financial. It's a family-friendly ride, so bring your kids of all ages. We just ask if you're coming without a parent that you be at least 14. And our little teaser is campfire cooking is intense.
Intense.
Yeah. So join us for an adventure in volunteering.
All right.
If you see the flyer, you really get it.
It's
going to be really fun.
It's a really cool one.
Yeah.
We say that every time, don't
I know.
We? They are true. Really cool. The Butuga bus does really fun stuff.
All right.
Yeah, and I just wanted to take a moment to let everyone know that I'm actually leaving the Volunteer Center at the end of September. So I will be on the radio one more time with you guys. I've been at the Volunteer Center 10 years now and ready to move on to something new and try some new things in my life. But we are also hiring for a special projects coordinator, who a majority of that position is planning the Do Good bus ride. So when we talk about these fun outings, if that sounds like something you'd like to get more involved in, you can apply on our website at volunteernow.net.
Maybe you'll come back and like guest speak.
I would
on the
love
radio.
To do
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
I really would. I will miss this a lot.
Well, I'll be calling you. Some other things going on at the Volunteer Center and the Hub. We've got our fall drinks out, which, I mean, people just like get so excited because you know what? We've got some apple cider going on that you can mix with chai that we call that an apple chider. It's delicious. Of course, we've got pumpkin spice that you can have lattes or something we're calling a Dirty Jack, which is a pumpkin spice chai with a shot of espresso. Yum. Okay. The Nutty Canadian, which we've had a good giggle about the name. It's a hazelnut latte pretty much. But then we add some River Edge maple syrup to it. So that's what makes it the Canadian part. Maple matcha, which matcha is a green tea, and we make that into a latte with cardamom and vanilla spice and more maple syrup. So lots of yummy, warm tastes of fall going on in our cups at the Hub.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
We also have our collection bin out in the Hub for the month of September. We're partnering with Destination Dinoleum, which is a local nonprofit committed to bringing smiles to kids battling cancer. So we're partnering with them to help make some hospital stays a little cozier and collecting brand new pajamas for kids in any size. There's so many fun kid pajamas with Star Wars and, I don't know, princesses. And so
Spider-Man,
exactly. I bet there's tons of Avengers pajamas out there. It's always fun to go buy something for someone in need. So you can drop those off in our bin at the Hub through the end of September.
And one more date to throw out. The Volunteer Center is lucky to be part of Pizza Ranch's Giving Back to the Community. On Monday, September 16th, we're looking for people who love pizza to come and hang out with us at the Pizza Ranch. I've heard they have good chicken, too.
Yeah,
chicken is awesome.
Yeah. Okay, see, there we go. So we've got both of those groups covered. From 4:30 to 8 p.m., you can come to Pizza Ranch, and we get a percentage of all the sales. And we get to collect some tips, too.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. And then we have a guest in the studio
this morning. You've introduced yourself, but
yes.
let's start out with talking about the mission and the history of the History Center of Washington County.
Well, I think the History Center is probably one of the oldest organizations in the area. It actually started over at the Washington Inn there on Main Street in West Bend, where a group of leaders from Washington County got together and said, you know, we need to get a group together that's going to start to save history. And we've sort of progressed through the years up to this point when we took over the old courthouse in the 1980s and restored that building and the sheriff's residence and jail. So our mission is really, you know, history is important. Mm-hmm. We you know, it gives us courage, it gives us an understanding of our own lives. So we really feel that local history is something that's what we're about. We're making sure that everybody understands their own local history.
Wonderful. So how do you use volunteers at the History Center?
We use volunteers a lot.
I thought that was the answer.
A lot. We have a research center, which is huge, you know, over 20,000 photographs in that research center alone, wow. aside from other archival materials. And our volunteers there do a lot of computer work. They catalog. They help with projects. When new boxes of items come in, they help sort that. So that's the kind of work they do.
And what is the time frame for somebody working in that department?
You know, it's different. You know, usually some people come in for just, you know, regular, you know, Wednesday 2 hours. And then other people maybe want to be there 6 hours. So it's different. But it's you really have to be trained and dedicated to that position. Then we have people that are, you know, are for events and just mm-hmm. kind of this one or once or twice a year. We have docents that give tours of the old jail and help people in the courtroom. So we have a good variety. If you want something quick and fast-paced and fun, or if you're really somebody that wants to dig in and really learn a lot, we have those positions too.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Do you have some events coming up that you want to talk about?
Oh, we have a lot of events coming up. Like you guys, you know, it's just, you know, one thing to the other. One of the things we have we do this time of the year and is these candlelight paranormal tours. And they are a little historical because they are stories that people have given us about some unusual activities or experiences they've had when visiting the old courthouse and the sheriff's residence and jail. And we do a little bit of our own hunting to see if, you know, something might pop up. Those are starting to actually sell out. So I'd like you to go to our website, historyisfun.com, or call the museum, call Justin at 262-335-4678. The dates are going to be Saturday, October 26th, Halloween night, and then, of course, November 1st, the Friday after Halloween, too.
I actually did one of those a few years ago. It was so much fun, and my friend and I were like, we should go again.
Yeah.
Really interesting
story. You might meet a new ghost.
Yeah.
You know, we always have new ones coming in.
And are the tours in the old courthouse then? Is that where they are?
Yes. We take you into areas that you don't always get to go into also.
Behind the scenes.
And we just have a collection of stories, and then some stories just develop that night, too.
So it's
a lot of fun. Yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Can you repeat those?
The dates are Saturday, October 26th, Thursday, October 31st, and then November 1st, Friday, November 1st. And they're all in the evening, of course.
And do you recommend those for people of what age group?
I would say, you know, teenagers can handle it, but I would not, you know, maybe someone under 14, I would say, you know, maybe it might be a little too scary. We're going into dark rooms, you know, things like that.
This actually sounds a little different from the one I did a few years ago.
This one is different.
I will definitely have to come
back.
I know. I'm like, ooh, it's getting better by the minute.
We've added an element of, especially over at the jail, where we can keep the lights off at the museum, the lights go on automatically, but over in the jail, we can go through there with candlelight.
Okay, that's fun.
All right, so sounds like a lot of fun.
We could talk about this
perfect
all day
for this, the perfect season, too. Yeah. It's like, we're starting on that season.
What other things do you have coming up?
Another thing, a big thing that we have that really has to do with the volunteer center, because we need volunteer help, is a Christmas market that we're going to be putting on at Bear Park the weekend after Thanksgiving. And we just need people to help us. We're doing some children activities on Sunday. If you like working with kids, a few kid games. We also need people to help with admission, or people help us sell some food items and things like that. So just, again, call the museum or go to our website to learn more about ways that you can help. Different skill levels are needed. If you're someone that isn't very mobile, somebody at the admission table, sitting would be fine. And then, of course, if you know somebody, we still have some vendor positions open. So if someone feels they have an item that might be good for a Christmas market, give us a call. And if you're looking for something to do that weekend, it'll be kind of fun. There'll be activities and some gift items that you can start getting your Christmas shopping going.
This is a first time for you guys,
yes,
right?
This is the first time.
Cool.
Yeah.
For people who want to know more about the things you've talked about, the website one more time is?
Historyisfun.com.
My favorite URL of all of our nonprofits.
It's very easy to remember.
There you go.
It is.
Yeah.
I always know if I have to go to their website for something, I remember it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, there's only a lot of people, say, how did you get that?
You were first. That's
how. We were
first. Yeah, that's great. Again, thanks, Patricia, for coming in.
Thank you, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
So what do we have? We have some upcoming events yet, and we also have some volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, we have a few needs of the week for you. The first one is an ice cream social. NAMI is hosting an ice cream social on October 15th from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and it's kind of just like a little open house to learn about their volunteer opportunities, chat with some of the staff, talk to some current volunteers, see if you might like it there, and just answer any questions that you might have about being a volunteer with NAMI.
Ruby's Pantry has their fall dates for food distribution. They are September 12th and October 10th and November 14th. They're looking for volunteers to upload food pallets, to unload food pallets. Wow. What is uploading a food pallet?
It would be different than unloading it.
It would be. Maybe you put them up from down. to help people pack their groceries into their car, serve lunch, and more. Their shifts run from 2 to 5 p.m.
And lastly, Interfaith Caregivers are looking for groups who can help out with a day of service, on their own schedule. If you're part of a business, a civic group, a church group, or a sports team looking to get more involved or needs to collect some volunteer hours, it's a great way to do that. As a group, you can help area seniors remain independent in their homes, maybe do some meal prep for people, some delivery of meals, some house cleaning, or upon the season of fall leaf raking. I know they often need groups for that. So just lots of ways to get involved with some friends at Interfaith Caregivers.
And if those don't particularly trip your trigger as a volunteer opportunity, there must be some other place they could go to find out more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
There is. Check out volunteernow.net. Click on the blue volunteer button, and you're into our database with all the nonprofit agencies that we bring on the radio with us to look through those opportunities. Or you can always give us a call at 338-8256 if you prefer a little more one-on-one.
All right, or they can stop in at the Hub or the Volunteer Center, which is located
at 303 Water Street, right on the roundabout near MOA.
All right. Sounds good. Did we catch everything? Or do you want to talk about
to plug our...
Yeah, do you want to talk about the musical
extravaganza? I'm going to let Michelle talk about it because it's her baby.
You know, that's funny because you actually play this instrument and I don't. So so we're really excited about bringing music into the Hub. And thanks to Kane & Kane Jewelers, we're able to do that. And we have something we're really excited about coming to the Hub. It's a ukulele strumming. So what that is, it's just anybody who can play at any level can come to the Hub. We'll have music up on a screen and you'll strum along together. There'll be a leader that will help those songs get started. And it's, what is the date? October 14th. So it's coming up in next month, mid next month. That's a Monday. We're doing it from 3 to 5 p.m. So after school, hopefully, you can come on over if you're a student. Anyone is welcome at any level. And if you don't play, you could just come and watch.
Yeah. Sing along.
Yeah. Make sure you, grab one of our fall drinks and listen to the sweet sounds of the ukulele.
Do people need to pre-register or anything for this?
No, they do not. You can just decide that day. It's a good day to play the ukulele.
Gives me a month to practice.
See?
Even though we say you don't need to practice, I really need to practice.
There you go. All right. Melanie, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in. Patricia, thanks. Good to see you again.
You too. Thank you.
And our folks from the Volunteer Center of Washington County as well as the History Center.